it? Who is it? got a bag, you got a knife. You keep my picture now, that's not nice. Cause I'm on your team, I'm on your team, I'm on your team. And I just keep loving you. It's not so big, sometimes it's phony. I smile at you, but it's so hard for me. I'm on your team, I'm on your team, I'm on your team. And I just keep loving you. It's so easy to talk about examples. We should be the little children. We take examples and we put them on cassettes. Mail one up to heaven. Have our regrets. Here's implication. Just on my mind. You talk to faces. Have you looked at mine? Cause I'm on your team. I'm on your team. I'm on your team. And I just keep loving you. I mean it, man. Boy, don't you just pet, can you bend a little? Give us some respect, cause I'm on your team, I'm on your team, I'm on your team. And I just keep loving you. We cup our hands, we make a little steeple. It's just a game we all can play. We fold our hands and we close our eyes. But if our hearts are really different, we'll take off the disguise. Keep us okay, sometimes we're phony. Try to do, but it's so hard for me. I'm on your team, I'm on your team, I'm on your team. And I just keep loving you. Ooh, yeah. I'm on your team, I'm on your team, I'm on your team. And I just keep loving you. I'm on your team, I'm on your team, I'm on your team. And I just keep loving you.
Thank you, guys. We're happy to be here tonight with you, with Tom. Tom's our good friend, and we've been looking forward to... What is that? We've been looking forward to doing a concert with Tom for a long time. Anyway, this is our... We did the boarding house the other night in San Francisco, and that was a real experience. They packed out the boarding house on a Wednesday night, and the boarding house is one of the famous nightclubs there. Steve Martin recorded his first or second album. Anyway, it was great because the Christians came out and a lot of people that didn't know the Lord came out. And it was wonderful. Packed out the place and the management there was really stunned that so many came and supported a Wednesday night get together. So it was a great experience for us. From here, we go to, where do we go? To Colorado. And out to Chicago. So I appreciate your prayers and all of that good stuff. This is a song off the forthcoming Doppelganger album. Should be out before Christmas of 1986. No, actually, it's ready to go. It's just about ready to be shipped out. Anyway, this is a song, these shopping malls, it's amazing. Shopping malls are become the popular thing, if they're not already. You know, every city, town, and whatever has one. And I had a weird concept one time, and that was that these shopping malls would eventually converge and begin to multiply and spread over the Pacific and the Atlantic Oceans, across Europe, around Asia, that eventually meet, encompassing the entire globe. So it would be sort of, mall living at its finest and ultimate. So anyway, this is our salute to shopping malls. It's called Mall All Over the World. And ask the musical question, how come you're sad? How come you cry when golden arches cross your sky? Thank you.
over the world. Mom, I'm over the world. Mom, I'm over the world. Mom, I'm over the world. Moving into the age of leisure. It's been trust and amaze of pleasure. Why do we feel we can live forever? It's about the meaning of religious nature. Mom, mom over the world. Cross your sky. The night is so sweet by and by. This could be heaven when we die, Mom. Mom over the world. Mom, mom over the world. Mom, mom over the world. Mom, mom over the world. Mannequin left. Mannequin right. Do the mannequin day and night. Elevator up. Escalate down. Spreads like a blob, swallows your town. Moving into the age of leisure. The East meets us in a maze of pleasure. Why do we feel we can live forever? Is it about the music of religious nature, Mom? All over the world. Mom, 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 all over the world.
Thank you. Nice work. I have a little 2-year-old boy that I'm in love with, and he's really feeling his oats now. You know, he is into exploring and running around. And of course, mom and dad are very paranoid all the time because their coordination isn't all that great. They're sort of learning, and you have that little balance there between sort of letting them have their get their energy out and trying to learn for themselves, experiences, and being overprotective, you know. And the incredible part about it is that for me it was a new dimension, a dimension that I didn't realize existed in a lifetime as far as that love between a father and a son. And I catch a vision a little more now of what it was for our Heavenly Father to give His Son, to allow that. Because he loved the world so much. Anyway, the other day, just before I left on this trip, as a matter of fact, I was in the other room with my dad and my wife, and my mom were upstairs, and Andrew was playing on the stairs. And I heard this crash, you know. And of course, I just leaped up, and I thought, well, I hope it was furniture that fell. I don't know what happened, but I ran in just in time to see him hit the bottom of the stairs, and the blood was all over the place, and there's pure panic on my part, you know. And just to see him in that pain, I mean, I couldn't explain to him in that moment of anguish that, you know, that everything was going to be all right. He didn't do a doctor to a hospital, and it was just a terrifying experience. Saying all these prayers and everything. My wife was almost ready to faint. And my father was putting ice cubes on Andrew and running him around and all that sort of thing. Finally, we called our doctor. I drove to the hospital like a maniac. Called an emergency, and he was just starting to get calmer about the whole thing. But he had this blood all over him, and he opened up a gash on his head, almost down to his skull. And we went in the emergency, and they took him down the hall, and they said, you can come down if you want to. Of course, when he saw the doctors and nurses, it was just panic again, and he was just crying. And I walked down with my wife and walked around the corner where they were going to lay him on the table, and he was just in hysteria. And I saw that little straitjacket, you know, that kiddie straitjacket they have laying on the operating table there, and I thought, oh, this is going to be horrible. And I saw them trying to force him down, you know, to lay down, and he was just getting worse. And I couldn't take it, you know. Mom was a trooper, but I couldn't take it. I turned around and went out to the car, and I got in, and I said, Lord, he's just a little guy. He hardly understands that kind of pain and anguish. And I just pray you take control. Seems like hours passed, but I know it wasn't that long. Pretty soon my wife came out with my little boy, and he was just sort of jabbing away, talking about going to McDonald's for french fries. She said, it's an amazing thing. When you walk out the door, you're gone for a little while, you completely calm down. And he just laid there the whole time this thing was going on. And it brought back to me the simplicity of Christ, something that we sometimes get away from. And sometimes that causes us to fall into unbelief. We're in a panic, like I was at the beginning. I see God work small miracles. I know He's in that business. And He reaffirms His faithfulness to us in the small things as well as the great. The thing about babies is that eventually they need to grow up and they need to learn from their experiences. That's what we need to do as well. We need to go on and learn, grow up, and put away childish things. Not childlikeness, but childish things. And learn from our mistakes and our fumblings and our failures. This is a song that says a little more about that. It's called Baby Game. Thank you. Presentation here right after this next tune that's off of Alarma, and we know that it's going to speak to your heart. It's going to be very short, and we'll be back on. This is a song about involvement in the world and our obligation to those around us who are suffering and who are starving, who are in need, and I guess we don't always have a real concept of what that is like. And though we can't change the world, we can try to reach out with compassion. There's a song called Faces to the Window.
I do come home exhausted. I go to sleep quite early. I'm driving out all over. I stop creeping warm. The morning comes too soon. And I don't say it's okay till I hear the bell and I say, my little breakfast is safe for the bit of half a day. Silver lining. Why do I not have shouting? When is your kingdom coming? God,
heaven's in the window. Listen, their faces to the window.
Little bitty beggars with the great big eyes. I turn the channel, but to my surprise, they still put their faces to the window. I do come home exhausted. I go to sleep quite early. I'm driving, I roll over. Now I'm creeping warm. The morning comes to a song. Hey, and now the sun is open. So I hear the bell and I say, my little necklace is a little bit of elbow babe.
Got hair faces to the window. Got some hair faces to the window.
Little bitty beggars with the great big eyes. I took the channel, but to my surprise, hey,
soon puts the faces to the
window.
Still,
Surfing is the only life, that's the only way for me. Now surf, surf, now surf. Yeah, I remember those days. When the surfing was hot. The vibes were groovy. Early in the morning, they'll be starting out. Forget it. Wait a minute. Got carried away there. Sorry. Cast your mind back to the early 60s. Now, as I recall, living at the beach, as I did in the 60s, I was at one of these surfing hot spots there in Southern California. It's called Dana Point, and the beach was called Doheny. And Doheny was happening until they put in rocks and piers and yachts and things like that and wiped the surfing out for all the surfers. But while I was there, it was happening. I didn't serve myself, and I pride myself in that because Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys is deathly afraid of water as well. As a matter of fact, it blew my mind to learn that only one of the Beach Boys actually served. Denny, the drummer, the macho one in the group. And the rest of them just wrote about surfing. And us Southern California white middle class beach kids wanted some music that we could adopt as our own, and we made it surf music. We couldn't surf, we got out our skateboards. Some days when you went down and you bought a pair of skates and you nailed it to a 2x4 and broke your both legs when you went down the hill. It was great. Anyway, surf music, man. Surfing bomb, dip, dip, dip. My surfing knobs are rising, my board's losing wax. When we heard that, that was it. That was our music. And Brian Wilson touched our hearts, you know, with that music. He played a trash can on that song. That's the truth. It wasn't a set of drums, it was a trash can. If you listen to it, if you're into surf music. Anyway, the song that swept the nation was Surfing Safari. That was the one that really broke out. I'm going to take you surfing safari. And it broke out of California, went to the Midwest, back east. Places had never seen the water before. And people wanted to be surfers, man. They came to California seeking the California dream, the ideal, you know, the good life. And they didn't always find it. Disillusionment set in, and pretty soon we were all wearing long hair and flowers and taking drugs. Brian Wilson did it too, and he burned himself out. Started writing his songs from a sandbox in the middle of his living room. That was after he had a breakdown on the plane heading out on a tour. Just fell apart, couldn't take it anymore. Hung out at a health food store, but he wasn't real healthy. Gained a couple hundred pounds. He stayed with it. He wrote the surf songs, and we're happy to report the Beach Boys are still together. They're about 85 years old now. They're called the Beach Men. And, still writing about girls and surf, and it's real pitiful. No, actually, I guess it's good time music, and we want to salute our roots. Not these, but our surfing roots. With a little surf medley for all you surfers and ho-dads and grimmies out there. We're going to tell you the story of a young girl who takes a Saturday afternoon and goes down to the beach to sunbathe, take a bask in the sunshine. Need a little music to get you into the mood. Pipeline. I think you're catching the vision. Yeah. Go like this. Yeah, she goes down to the beach to bask in the sunshine. She turns on her transistor radio and starts listening to surf oldies. Pretty soon the warm rays of the sun, the roar of the surf, the sound of those great hits lulls her to sleep. She begins to snore and to dream of her bright future, her honeymoon in France and Mexico, her handsome fiancé, and the way that boy can dance. Future honeymoon in France and Mexico, has a fiance and their boy can dance. Little does she realize that at that precise moment, far out that vast ocean, a tidal wave is forming. Called Nearsighted Girl with Approaching Tidal Wave. And we're going to take you into the endless summer. There is one stipulation. Those of you who have sunglasses, please put them on. Also, feel free to do the swim. For some of you, the jerk may be more appropriate, but please feel free to join in any way you desire, not anything too extreme. Anyway, we're going to take you back to that girl, basking in the sunshine, listen to Serge Valdez, okay, and teach you a very important lesson. Remember, my friends, you can't take it with you. If everybody had a Lucas across the U.S. of A, and everybody be serving a California A, you see them wearing their baggies, a Roger Saddles too, a bushy, bushy blonde hair too. USA, you got the serving up down
hard. Outside USA,
the balance
inside. Outside USA,
Santa's at Texas.
Inside, outside USA,
we got the jelly.
Inside, outside USA,
all over the heart.
Inside, outside USA,
why are you bay?
Inside, outside,
everybody's got serving USA. Everybody's got serving USA.
Smiling.
Thank you.
You guys did a good job. I don't know how many, were there people here that actually did the swim? I couldn't see out there. There's one down the front. Who else? Come on, raise your hand. We're not going to make fun of you if you did. Look at those people. Song, man. That's another group. Some real diehards here tonight, huh? Man, we burned the hats a long time ago. You know, it's really weird what's going on in Christian circles, how there's a lot of weirdness sort of setting in. I was not real happy to hear about the whole backward masking thing. I don't know, how many have heard of it? An indicate by plotting, how many have heard about backward masking? Hey. Well, if you haven't heard about it, pay no attention to this next segment. We don't want to confuse you any more than you maybe already are. But backward masking is where people put weird things on their tape, on their records. Little messages, you know, that no one can hear to induce you to evil. Or some, I guess, is supposed to be positive backward masking. I think Mark Hurd had an interesting thing. He said, if backward masking is true, then it seems to me that more people would be getting saved when you said the word sausage. Because that's Jesus backwards. Just putting a proper perspective on things, I probably stepped on a few toes just now, but the thing about it is that it's unhealthy. I just think it's real unhealthy. I think there's more important things we should give our attention to. I don't like to talk about things like this because I don't like controversy. I really don't. We shared this, I forget what state we were in. I started talking about backward masking. Half the audience got up and left. I guess it was a new thing that just hit their town, and it was a very sensitive subject. It's been out in California for a long time. There's about 8,000 ministries out there involved with backward masking, showing Rolling Stone albums in church and stuff like that, and laying lyrics on people that would never be exposed to them in the first place, you know. You know, it's a funny thing. I think what we need to do is keep the proper perspective, and that's look to the Lord Jesus Christ, not to Satan. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. He's much more subtle than backward masking. It's amazing how we make the culprit music. I think Satan is very subtle in all areas of life. Politics, business, religion. And he would like to divide us all up and conquer us, you know. We've got the victory. I'm going to look to that. I'm going to claim that and go on. But Jesus, I have a promise of the Bible he guard my heart and my mind against such as that which guides this world and its way of thinking. Evil and sin is all around us. And whether there's truth to the whole backward masking thing is really not important. It's important that we just keep our eyes on the Lord. Be his children. Be innocent concerning the things that are evil, you know. Just go on with Jesus. And so I hope that you will do that. instead of buying albums. The problem with it is it's people aren't just listening to Rolling Stones records for backward massing. They're listening to Benny Hester albums. You know, it's just totally ridiculous. I don't know, last time we were here, I shared that they had a radio program out in Southern California where they opened up the phone lines, you know, for people to talk about backward masking. They were flooded with phone calls. You know, they couldn't even take all the phone calls. There were so many. The next day they had a woman on who talked about world hunger, like we talked about tonight. And they opened up the phone lines and there wasn't one phone call. Maybe that sort of puts it on perspective. I'm not trying to lay a big, heavy thing on everybody here, but just think about it, pray about it, and you know, let's just go on with the Lord and look to Him. This is a song called Hound of Heaven.
Thank you. I'd like to
take this opportunity to introduce the boys in the band. Let's give a hand to Larry. I wanted to say right now, I'm going to get real sentimental. Jerry and I have been doing this thing for nigh on, 8 years? And I think he deserves an extra hand tonight. Jerry's been playing with a bad finger. It's truth. He cut it today, reaching into his bag. I don't know what he had in there. Probably, I think he had a bag full of razor blades.
Snakes.
Those are snakes. Anyway, then we have, here's a guy that I've been with for nigh on 7 years, I guess it's been. Hi, Ed.
Come here, Ed.
Yeah, we've been together that long. And then, hey, man, cut that out. That's what happens when you have borrowed equipment. Anyway, over on the bass is Tim, and he's been with us nigh on
one year
today. 1 year tonight.
Oh, you're out.
He's gone. He's gone. He can be replaced.
And now.
My name is Terry, and I've been with myself for nigh on... No. Anyway, what is that? That's been happening all night. This is one of our more bizarre songs that we hope you enjoy, also off Alarma. You know, I'm going to get on to you guys right now. You guys make me uptight, you know what I mean? This Alarma album, you know, nobody's playing Alarma on any of the radio stations. There's a couple of places where it's played. They've got one in Albuquerque where Endless Summer is number one on the playlist. And then up in San Francisco, they play Alarma, too. But I think those are the only two places. And do you guys play it out here? Do you ever hear it? Are you kidding? You know, I got to tell you guys, it's really phenomenal. You know what's happening? This may be shocking to some of you. Right? You ready for a big shock? You know what the big thing is out in Southern California right now? You know, roller skating is close. It's a close second. You know, Mohawks? Yeah, only they go this way. They're real weird. No, the big thing in Southern California is Christian New Wave dancing. I'm not going to give you my opinion. I'm just going to tell you. Christian New Wave dancing, that high energy stuff, that's what's that. And it's great because to me, I will give an opinion because to me it's an expression. I will step out on a limb here and say that it is an expression of joy. And maybe a little biblical study on dancing is in order for all of us. Huh? Anyway... You're going to hear from two groups, if you haven't already, from out that way. One group is called Lifesavers, and another group is called Undercover. And I would like to see those boys come out here and give you a concert. I think you'd love it. We'll tear out the seats and go for it, you know what I mean? Anyway, this is a little song off the Alarm album, getting back to that album. It's pretty good if you listen to it. Granted, we did leave our eyes at home when we took the front cover photo, but other than that, it's pretty tame. Anyway, this is a song that talks about truth and its many manifestations as far as how we sort of twist it and make it our own. Like Keith Green said at one time, God is not an American. And this is along the same lines. It's called Colored By. And we'd like you to sing along at the end chorus if you are so inclined.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Where did you get that? You might not recognize a two bitch colored by the wrong things that dance through the skies. A major mind to spies, a real thing. The real thing, whoa. The real thing, whoa. The real thing, whoa. A town in Africa that beat the drum like a big where does it say that?
I do some more doppelganger for you. It's definitely an album that's not, it wouldn't be considered MOR at all. Definitely will not be buying it for your grandparents. This is a tune entitled "I Didn't Build It for Me," and the gist of the song is those, if you ever watch Christian religious television, some of it's good, some of it's in between, some of it's bad, and I run up against some pretty bad stuff. And this is a commentary for all of our lives, that considering taking into consideration that much of what we do in this life is, as Solomon said, vanity, vanity. And though we may do things in the name of the Lord, we're building those kingdoms for ourselves rather than for His glory. And these things will be revealed when we stand before God, and that's sort of a common denominator and should cause us all to be somewhat humbled in light of that. The secret things will be revealed, and those things that truly are done in and for Him will stand the test, the fire which will try our works. And there will be those things that shine like gold and those things that will burn up. Anyway, this is a little satire, believe it or not, called I Didn't Build It For Me.
You think I built this for me? You think I built this for me? This is a mighty eternity for you. I did not build it for me. I don't have the time to enjoy it. And that's why I don't use the facilities. I don't have the slightest inclination. I would consider I didn't build it for me. Hey, you think I built this for me? You think I built this for me? This is a mind of Joseph treated for you. I did not build it for me. There's a plaque in the hall. My name's on the wall. A statue of my family wasn't my decision. It was on the vision. I didn't build it. I never would have built it. I didn't build it for me. You think I built this for me? You think I built this for me? This is a fine of Joseph treated for you. I did not build it for me. One man did succeed, a man on the one, I didn't build it for me. One man stood alone, numero uno, I'm a man on the one, I'm a man in the air, I didn't build it for me. You think I built this for me? Do this in mind and chose a feeling for you. I did not build it for me. I used to say, why doesn't somebody do something about this? I cried, oh, what about this need? Then a voice said, you do something about it. I said, wow, you mean me?
Hey, you think I built this for me? You think I built this for me? This is a mighty Joseph treated for you. 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 I didn't build it. 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 I didn't build it for me. I didn't build it for me. I did not build it for me.
We'd like to dedicate this next song to Bob Barker and the beautiful people that participate there, the prize is right. This is a song that also is contained on the forthcoming album, and it's a song that we call New Car. This is a song about priorities, and as Christians, we can definitely learn from The Price is Right. Now, you notice that on The Price is Right, they always build to the big prize. They usually, the first prize they bring out is like a utensil, something like that, and then they go to a refrigerator. And then about the third time, that guy, Don Pardo, or Jimmy... Johnny Jacobs or Johnny Pardo, whatever that guy is, they're all the same. He gets to the big moment, everybody's anticipating, and he says, Bob says, Johnny, what's our next prize up for bids? And Johnny goes, a new car! And everybody just goes bananas. That's right. You're already catching the vision. All right, now, this is your opportunity, kids, to participate in sort of a game show atmosphere with spiritual under and overtones. You're going to be the contestants and the audience. So we're going to have a little dress rehearsal and see how this goes. Now, back here, though cheap, it is effective. We have a ratings meter. And it also registers IQ, and you'll understand that in the sweet by and by. But anyway, what we'd like to do is try dress rehearsal. Now in this song, I will go, I want a, and then I will indicate by going like this that you should shoot up out of your seats. Screaming and clapping and yelling, a new car. All right? And then after you do that, then you will still be screaming and yelling, and you'll sit back down in your seat, and then you'll be quiet. All right? Until the next time that it happens, all right? All right. We're going to try it one time, and then I'll give you further instructions. This is just sort of a dress rehearsal. All right, is everybody ready here to try this? Okay, let's give it a shot and see how it goes. Remember, I go, I want a, and then I'll go like this, and everybody will jump out of their seats like torpedoes to the wind, and yell, new car. All right, here we go. All right, I feel a tension in the room right now. This is exciting. This is exciting? All right, shh, shh. There we go, complete silence. I want a... I don't know. What was that? Nope. That was close, but no cigar. We're going to try it again. And remember, you're... Look at these people... When this happens on the show, if you watch the show, they're hysterical. These people are gone. They're excited. This is a new car. This is the greatest thing in the world, this new car. All right. Is everybody ready? We're going to try it again. I want to. All right. Excellent rating. You guys, you just blow my mind. You have to pretend there's a car. This is a cheesy version here. All right, now listen, though, further instructions, and this is where the IQ thing comes in. You do that twice, the new car twice, okay? I mean, I will indicate twice in the song. Then the third time that you rise up, you will say a new station wagon. Not a new car, a new station wagon. Okay? All right. Then the fourth time, you will yell a new car, but you will do it over and over again. Okay, you'll remain standing and screaming it over and over again after I say it, and you'll repeat after me. Until you lose your voice and you drop to the floor, you crawl out here and go home.
Okay.
All right, I don't know, is everybody ready? All right. What are you gonna yell the first time? What are you gonna yell the second time? What are you going to yell the third time? Pray this amp through, you guys.
pussy.